This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Margaret Verbal is a member of a large Native American family. Her parents met on an Army base in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, where her father was stationed just before he went to fight in World War II, and where her mother was working as a secretary. Her father's family was from Kentucky, which is where Margaret was born, but her entire maternal family lived in Oklahoma, mostly on the Cherokee allotments in the Arkansas River bottoms. After nearly losing his life in the war, Margaret's father was medically discharged from the Army and moved the family to Nashville, Tennessee when she was 4 months old. Verbal began writing in the 1990s in her basement. The first book she wrote, titled Cherokee America, was turned down by every agent and publisher she sent it to for being too complicated and basically too Indian. So she decided to try writing a simpler and less Indian book with four of the same characters as a strategy to ultimately get Cherokee America published. That strategy worked. The book, titled Maud's Line, was published in 2015 and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction the following year. Maud's Line is set in Oklahoma in 1928. The title refers to the land allotment given to the members of the Cherokee Nation who were resettled in Oklahoma following the Civil War. Many of the characters in the book are based on people Verbal knew as a child, and the setting is land she roamed for many years of her life. Verbal's actual first book, titled Cherokee America, was finally published in February 2019. This book is set in 1875 and is an in-depth look into Cherokee culture and history, as well as a rollicking tale of disappearances, murders, romance, and the hunt for gold. The main character is based on the life of Cherokee America Rogers, who was born in East Tennessee and was a great-granddaughter of John Sevier, Tennessee's first governor. This passage from Cherokee America perhaps best captures the spirit of this epic novel by Margaret Verbal. If Andrew's spirit was hovering, he would have found his funeral party confounding and wondered how he, a white Yankee merchant turned farmer, had died in such a strange and foreign land. For after the ground was packed, the son of the most famous Cherokee preacher prayed over his grave, first in the native language and then in English. Ceremonial smoke floated from small fires set by family groups. On a spot southeast of the bare earth, a few men and women danced to a chant. Others in the party included white frontier entrepreneurs, former slaves, and more than one man who'd escaped from the law. But mostly, the mourners were a large group of mixed-blooded people who shared a common history. They were neither Indian nor white, but both, and uniquely American.
Support for the Author's Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.